Yeah, I want to comment on the military benefit.
Sure you do. Go ahead.
I'm a military wife. My husband is currently in Iraq right now. And, like, the first lady was just saying about we don't pay for rent, nothing. We do, actually. They take our housing away from us, and the benefits around here that anyone gives us discounts, hardly anybody even does it anyways for us.
Yeah.
So there really is nothing at all, and we do pay for dental, just like a regular job.
Yeah, I don't understand that argument either, so I'm with you. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
I do. I wanted to make a comment on the woman that was just completely going off about our military having discounts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we would not have a free country if they were not, if there was no military. So if we give them a discount, that's fine. I don't know what everyone's complaining about, you know?
I don't get it either.
I just got so frustrated when that woman came on the air. I'm angry right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's just very irritating to me.
Yeah, a little ignorant.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do? You can't change everybody.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I'm in the military.
Okay.
And me and my friend were sitting here listening to your radio station.
Uh-huh.
And them dogging it, like our insurance and stuff. We pay for our insurance.
Yeah, that's why I don't think people should be speaking where they really don't understand what exactly is going on, you know?
Because we're listening to these ladies, and it's like they're saying we volunteered, but if we don't volunteer, then what if they get killed by a terrorist that comes over?
Yeah, that's pretty short-sighted. I agree.
Because me and all my battle buddies are about to go to Iraq.
Well, thank you for that.
But we're listening to this, and she's really getting mad.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thanks for calling, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I just want to tell you thank you for supporting my soldier, because my soldier's over there. And he's been there many times, and I just want to tell you thank you for all your support.
Well, I don't know if I really do enough, but I appreciate that.
Thanks
for calling. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I do.
Could you turn that radio down a little bit?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment about all these whining-ass people talking about the military discounts.
Yeah, which ones? The ones who are in the military or the ones who aren't?
No, the ones who are not.
Okay, thanks.
The ones who don't do anything and decide that, well, if we're going to give our military people a discount, it's a big deal. It's not. They fight for us. They're the ones that are sticking up for us, and I think that they deserve that discount if the business wants to give it to them.
Yeah. Who cares what a business does with their money and with their products?
Yeah, and just like the old people, I mean, geez, they're on retirement. It's not like they're millionaires unless they have a big savings.
Yeah, I know. I was probably a little bit too harsh on old people, but I have a tendency to do that.
Well, it's just, I just don't get people these days. They're just whiners.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, these are people who call into a radio show, and it's like one person. Does that really represent that many others?
Yeah.
So, well, you appreciate the call.
Well, thanks. Bye.
Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
I sure do.
Okay.
I was just calling and replying of the girl who said that she grew up as an Army brat.
Yeah.
Doesn't like all the discounts. Well, if nobody likes it, I don't see anybody out there risking their life like me and my fellow brother and sisters in arms. We risk our lives. So what if they want to give us a free day at Busch Garden?
Yeah.
So what? We deserve it.
I agree.
We're out there making sure she stays alive to get on the air and bitch about it.
You're 100% right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I would just like to say that with everybody complaining about the military discounts, I just want to thank them for everything that they do, the soldiers and the families, because people don't need to be complaining about their benefits. They volunteered to sacrifice their lives, and the families did the same thing. And I think it's just wrong that they're going to complain about every little thing that the military gives.
Yeah,
my
it's so
dad's
stupid.
In the military, and my husband is also in the military, and I'm very proud of both of them.
And we are as well.
So I just want to say that I'm not complaining. I just want to thank them for everything that they do.
Well, thanks for doing that.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, it just cracks me up because all these complainers keep saying, oh, well, it's a choice that they went into the military. It was their choice.
Well, what if they didn't make that choice and that sacrifice? Then we wouldn't even have a military.
Yep.
I mean, we should support our troops any way we can, for God's sake.
Well, for a number
of
reasons.
If we didn't have a military, we'd be sitting ducks. Why don't those complainers go get into the military? Well, they're chicken, that's why.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
I do, and I know it's been harped on a lot already this morning, but I just would like to give my two cents about the whole military discount thing.
Okay.
Because I just traded that one college girl, and she really just ticked me off. Because my dad's in the Army, and he's over in Iraq right now fighting for us, okay? And as far as, like, the family getting the discount, like my mom and me and my brothers, it's not like our aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody's getting the discount. It's just immediate family.
Yeah.
And we have to sacrifice our dad for a year and a half while he's in Iraq, you know, possibly, you know, God forbid, like, get killed over there, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention when he's in training, going to California and Texas and everywhere else for 6 months at a time or 3 months at a time. You know, we give up a lot. Not just him, but our family gives up a lot, too. And then what's it going to hurt 10% off a haircut or, you know, 5% off your Mexican meal?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, it's not like our cousins, like I said, or everybody and their brothers getting the discount. It's just immediate family.
I'm
with
you.
It's just people that have ID cards. And so I just wanted to tell her, if she's listening, that I was super offended by what she said because, you know, we give up a lot, too.
Yes,
you know,
you
we could lose our dad over there, and that's just an awful thing, and that's just stingy to think that we shouldn't get 10% off, too.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty
okay?
Low.
But that's just my two cents, and I hope you guys have a good day.
Hey, thanks, and thanks
Bye.
For all your sacrifices.
Thank you.
Bye.